Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day with life from Jesus Meets Yours. You've got your Sunday preview for the 9th Sunday after Pentecost, August 11th. For the 9th Sunday after Pentecost, we're looking in our gospel lesson at Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. Jesus teaches proper priority. God serves us before we serve him. As they went on their way, Jesus came into a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who was sitting at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her serving. She came over and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered and told her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. In fact, Mary has chosen that better part which will not be taken away from her." Our sermon today is based on the second reading from Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12. "Therefore, as God's elect, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint against anyone else. Forgive just as Christ forgave you. And in addition to all these things, put on love, which ties things together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And everything you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the last Sunday of our series, Where's My Line? And we kind of conclude by considering the gospel lesson and the priorities, I suppose. Even the most ardent Christian must admit an unwillingness to hear and obey the word of God. That is the nature of our hearts, where the sinful flesh inhibits every godly action. So the question, how can we encourage one another in faith and godly living? And our reading from the Confessions today, from Luther's Large Catechism, looking at the third commandment. Secondly, and most especially, on this day of rest, since we get no other chance, we have the freedom and time to attend divine service. We come together to hear and use God's word, and then to praise God, to sing and to pray. Colossians 3, verse 16. And so we conclude with prayer. Lord Jesus, you alone know my heart. You know that I am inclined toward evil. It is only by your miraculous grace that I am a Christian today. Lead me to treasure your promises, that I may honor you with my life. Amen. We have worship at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.